Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
A13 gonna be a hot day today, relatively speaking, but not as hot as it's gonna be tomorrow and the following day. Highs today of 88, 90 tomorrow and Thursday, but then Friday, a little bit cooler, highs of 82, then just in time for the Mother's Day weekend, high Saturday of 80, 79 on Mother's Day, a little 20% chance for showers and some clouds, but man, these days, they're dwindling down to a precious few. Before you know it, we're going to be into the regular heat and humidity of summertime and hurricane season. Leslie Harris joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Council Member Harris?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, one thing, as we get ready to talk about zoning and housing in New Orleans, I always say that, speaking of hurricane season, part of governing, I think, is really exemplified by sewage lift stations. And let me explain. That's something that you just don't even think about until they don't work. And that's something that, as part of an elected official, you're responsible to keep an eye on, correct?
Absolutely.
And that's the ugly part of governance that I don't think people realize, or the mundane part of it that comes with the job. And along those lines, you've educated me, Leslie, about, and I mean it sincerely, about housing and how it's important to have affordable housing where people that work and the jobs that contribute so much to the economy in New Orleans, that they have housing that is affordable close to where they work, because it's not practical to some people can't afford a big long commute or a car to get them to where they're going, et cetera, et cetera. And that's one of those things about governing that people don't take for granted, that just don't happen. Accurate?
That's absolutely correct. And you think not only about having a long commute, but having reliable transportation like bus lines. RTA is having some issues, but we need to make sure that transportation is reliable and quick and can get people to the jobs that make our lives easier on a day-to-day basis. So having housing close to downtown, for me, I think is critical, but also having reliable transportation to jobs where people, you know, serve us, I think that's also critical.
So tell me about the zoning changes and as it relates to living places and restaurants. Walk us through all of this, if you would, please.
Sure. So recently, my office initiated two zoning changes. The first would allow in certain areas buildings with commercial on the bottom and then affordable housing on the top, and incentivizing that through various ways, including parking variances, et cetera. And if you think about New Orleans and you think about, for example, Magazine Street, that's really what New Orleans is all about, where we have commercial entities on the bottom, like restaurants, boutiques, shopping areas, and then we have housing on the top. Same thing in the French Quarter. So really making sure that there's opportunity for the creation of more affordable housing by combining commercial and enterprises with housing on the top of those. The other zoning docket that we initiated was to allow what had been the past council passed was allowing fourplexes with an affordable unit in that fourplex. But the problem was that the fire marshal requires sprinkling of that, so that increases the cost of building. So what we have allowed is where a lot permits it, separating a fourplex into two doubles with two affordable units in those doubles. Does that make sense?
It does. But what about the safety aspect of the sprinkler and all of that?
So in a double, if you think about, like, again, this is traditional New Orleans housing. If you think about a double house, which, again, where I live, we have a lot of doubles, you don't need a sprinkler system. So allowing two doubles to be created, two separate units, that's a double rather than a fourplex, you do not require sprinkling of those. The fire marshal does not require sprinkling of that. So that cost of sprinkling a fourplex really kills a lot of development of affordable housing.
And that's even almost like a, I don't want to, I got to be careful what I say here, but not an overkill or something, but do you really need a sprinkler? Is that just something where one regulation kind of overlapped the other?
That's absolutely correct. So, for example, we know that Habitat for Humanity has lots available where these two doubles can exist, or a fourplex can exist, but they couldn't build them because of the sprinkling requirement of the fire marshal. So absolutely, a fire marshal policy is killing affordable housing. So now we can separate a fourplex into two doubles, and it's fine.
Do you have numbers, Leslie, on how bad the situation is or how great the need is for affordable housing?
I don't have specific numbers, but I think there was an article that came out just yesterday on NOLA.com, Times-Picayune, talking about how our senior population is really living in a state of poverty. And when you have to choose between medicine and rent, that's a hard decision to make. And I know that a lot of people face that. We probably have, you know, aunts and uncles who have to face that challenge every day. And so making sure that we have a stock of affordable housing is really critical to this council, and I think really to the mayor as well. So I think we're all rowing in the same direction to ensure that there is a stock of affordable housing.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We're going back talking to council member Leslie Harris about the city council recently passing a couple of zoning amendments that supporters will say help increase affordable housing. There was some pushback from a couple of the council members, I believe, and there were some exceptions carved out for them. Andronica Morris, with whom we've spoken to, is an advocate for affordable housing, said that it was an example of not in my backyard. So we'll talk about gentrification and all of that when we come back. Quickly, Leslie, I got to ask about the miscreants, the dogs. How are they behaving?
They're actually on a walk right now, so you will not hear them barking.
And what about the bad one, the one that's chewing up the stuff? Didn't you have one of them that's worse behaved than the other?
Yeah. Lex Luthor, she's terrible, and she's still chewing things.
Mm. All right, good luck with that. 820 traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
826, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with our friend, Councilmember Leslie Harris, District B, about zoning changes and affordable housing. And Leslie, if I can just kind of throw everything in to one big question here about... No, but you're a skilled attorney, right? You made partner at a very early age. You can handle this. Above ground floor development, community involvement in those developments, planning and gentrification, and solving that whole Rubik's Cube, because Eugene Green, Oliver Thomas expressed some concern about that. How do you solve all of this and provide for affordable housing without the neighborhood becoming gentrified and above ground development and so forth?
Yeah, so I guess, and you probably saw this in the meeting, I disagreed with Councilmember Thomas about gentrification. I mean, I think by the creation of affordable housing, you're not necessarily gentrifying a neighborhood. What you're doing is allowing folks who can not otherwise afford market rate rent to live in a neighborhood.
It would seem by its very definition, you're not gentrifying it, right?
Correct. Yeah. So I disagree with him on that point. I do think that there can be some NIMBYism, as Andronika Morris has said, in thinking about affordable housing. But what we're trying to do is make sure that we are allowing people, again, who cannot otherwise afford market rate rent to live side by side with people who can. And that makes for a good, healthy community, in my opinion. So I think all of these zoning changes that we are doing in order to create affordable housing means that people aren't stacked upon each other, that communities are diverse, and that, you know, we have really healthy communities who get along with one another and who look out for one another. And that's what I think is what we're trying to create.
One thing I did want to bring up, too, you know, it's May 7th. We've got hurricane season coming. I think this is hurricane preparedness week. You passed an ordinance, I guess, or it was your ordinance that called for fines for these places. They're not really senior living facilities, but take me through all of that, if you will, and how concerned are you as we approach hurricane season with that?
Yeah, sure. So what we did was any assisted living facility that exists in New Orleans needs to report on the number of people that they have and also their plans for hurricane season. As we saw during Hurricane Ida, there were some issues with people getting evacuated properly. And what we want to ensure is that these assisted living facilities for elderly people and other disabled people can evacuate and have evacuation plans or safety plans in case of a hurricane. And if they do not report their plan to the health department, they will be fined. So that was the basis of the legislation passed. It imposes fines on these facilities that need to report. And again, it's just to make sure that they have safety plans in place, which is critical as we approach hurricane season.
And they're not designed specifically for seniors, but for whatever reason, a lot of seniors live in these facilities, right, or in these places?
Yeah, I mean, you know, seniors sometimes live in assisted living facilities, but also people with disabilities. And so it's not just targeting senior living.
One other thing, legislative session continues. You know, we talk about carve-outs for New Orleans with the permitless carry. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we need to carve out New Orleans. We know that this is a place where there's a lot of drinking and alcohol, and people get angry when they're drunk. And if a gun's involved, we will see more instances of shooting. And so I think we need to be carved out. I know there's a carve out for the French Quarter that's being considered, but I really would carve out the entirety of New Orleans.
How do you think this turns out?
Hopefully our advocates, our legislators from New Orleans can really convince people outside of New Orleans that this is the proper thing to do. I hope that it turns out well for us, because otherwise I really am concerned about it.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Good luck with Lex Luthor.
Thank you.
thoughts and prayers. 8:30, when we come back, we're going to talk to Troy Duhon. Today is Give NOLA Day. I have made this Give NOLA Week. Because I'll tell you when we come back. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.